Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I was explaining to them after Isha that deen is easy, and the fact that this religion is not man-made, then it has to be easy. Because if it was man-made, then man needs to impress, or someone to buy into you, they need to impress their product. And they'll only purchase your product if they're impressed. And when it is from Allah Ta'ala, He doesn't need to impress you. He made you, He brings you along, and He takes you. So He doesn't need to impress. All He needs to do is to show you the right path. The path that He has chosen, He needs to show you that. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِي اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If deen was not from Allah Ta'ala, then you would have found it inconsistent, a lot of inconsistencies. But it's from Allah Ta'ala, so why does He need to impress? In fact, when He is merciful, He is compassionate, He is loving, then He will show you an easy path without complications. You don't find water, alright, make tayammum. Can there be anything easier than that? Nothing easier than that. You can't do your namaz standing, do it sitting. You are, for some reason, you became immobile, you can't move. Then perform the namaz in the posture that you can, not sitting, then lying down. So if deen was difficult, well, you have to do it. But it's Allah Ta'ala, He made you. He doesn't need to impress, right? You will come into my obedience in this manner. So the mashayikh also, they are the reflection of the glory of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They reflect the glory of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because their whole lives are in the Sunnah. So they're reflecting it. When they're reflecting it, then if it was easy, they will also show an easy path. Right? You do this, you can do this. They won't make it difficult, won't make it complicated. But they want you to come right. Somehow or the other, they want you to come right. One person, his whole life, he did robbing, stealing, plundering. Come to that Buzurg. Any chance for me? So they look for an easy way. Only one thing. When the namaz time starts, immediately when the namaz time starts, you call out the azan loudly, start your namaz. So you didn't ask him to leave all your stealing, robbing, cheating. He's understanding that Allah Pak has given him some sight and vision. In that sight and vision, he asked him to do something. As namaz time starts, he says, "You have to ask him to come here. اور نماز پڑھنا ہے, ڈاکہ مارتا رہوں گا, چوری کرتا رہوں گا, اس پہ کیا ہے؟ واٹس اے بگ ڈیل؟ سو دیز اے ویڈنگ سم ویئر in the winter months. So when there's a wedding now, in the winter months, remember, the night is starting at 6 o'clock and ending at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, 12, 13 hour night. So he's seeing into the family, looks like a very wealthy family, and I can pull a clean job here. You can understand now, when it's a big family, wealthy family, and behold people come. You know, the women, they have a habit, so they won't wear the jewelry. But the day they have to go to a wedding, you'll wear that. What I tell my nieces and my... When they go to the wedding, they must wear that watch. روزانہ تو گھڑی تو پہنتے ہیں, لیکن اگر شادی میں جانا ہو تو پہن کر جائیں گے. ٹائم ہے او مجن الشوف الحجتی وهو في الخصام غير مبين. They are women as though they are brought up in tinklets, jewelry, the whole makeup is that. And that's why women are asked to stay at home. Because if she has to go out to work, she must make herself up. It can't be that she comes out of the house and she won't make herself up. From the head to the toe, how the hair is, what type of dress I'm wearing, the shoes, the dress, she has to make it. I hear of a guy in the tabiat. It's a complicated case before her. And she was a murder. Bring her. Bhajja kahin ke, ghar mein baithe rahe. So the sheikh told him, he's thinking, what an easy check this is, man. Carry my life. So he worked out now, India. The woman liked the jewelry. So it'll all be drawn up nicely. And I took this pledge, so I won't break the pledge. So I was working it out. The wedding was started about Asar 10. Right. At about 10 o'clock, it'll be all lights out. Because it's winter, Asar time started, right? Asar winter is 4 o'clock. So by 10 o'clock, it's too late. Serving, eating, dulhan, receiving. So by 10 o'clock, we'll be all finished, tired all. 11 o'clock, will be lights out, finished. And I still got, till the morning, 7 o'clock, I still got nice time to pull a job. So at about 11:30 he starts. This one's jewelry, they all snoring away. This one's necklace, this one's ring, earrings, everything. Got a big teller, bag, he's putting everything up. Now, it's about 6 o'clock in the morning, he finished. And now he sees, he's Subha Sadiq now, other time. And he made a pledge with the Shaykh, wherever it is, he make wuzu, and he call Azan loudly from the namaz. And just about meters before the fence of the house, and he's calling loud Azan. Meanwhile, the people got up. When they got up, so obviously the woman first, kya ho gaya? Came in, all dolled up and jeweled up, and obviously everything is nothing. All worried. India, there is a nose ring also. Nose ring, earring, chains, everything, all missing. Then, the old fashion was even anklets. So, everything missing now. Now, they're looking, there's a hunt. Eventually, they see one bag there. The man is calling Azan. It was a bag there. So when inspectors are getting all the jewelry inside there, let him finish the namaz, we'll fix him up. Now he's doing his namaz like he promised the sheikh. So there's a discussion going on now. This can't be the rogue. He's maybe Khizr al-Islam, because he saved all our jewelry. See, someone was stealing it and he got it to return it to us, you see. Otherwise, a rogue won't read namaz and all that. He must be Khizr al-Islam, and he snatched it from that person. But it was namaz time, so he started his namaz. And after namaz, he will bring it back to us. Now the discussion going. Khizr al-Islam in a pure play. His whole life is trying to meet him. His duas get answered. What? So, they think it's what to do now. Now the whole mind has changed. The right thing is, you know, ask him to make dua for us. Or make him mulaqat. And he said, hey, is there any better place to spend this money than on him? Say him to give it, you know. He's been in the right avenues. So all the jewelry he got, there and then, he made tawbah. He said, Allah, save my life. You can imagine at that time, we got a loot there, right? Performing namaz. And this was the, they are right there, right? So you can imagine with what sincerity he made dua at that time. Because it's a dua between life and death. You don't want to catch him, to smash him to smithereens, right? So at that time the dua would be like something totally different. So what dua he must have been making at that time? So this crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala, it's something else. The Jamaat went to Algeria. So it's a drunkard. Jamaat, we want a style. They don't somehow, you have to catch the person somehow. The bait and catch. That's the idea. But they know also it mustn't make a fight and must do the amal. But somehow catch the person. Connect him to Allah Ta'ala. That's the whole idea. Is anything else? Somehow so Allah Ta'ala kasa jor. Yeah. Usne apne khuda se duri ikhtiyar ki. اور تو ٹوٹ گئے اب ہم اس کو جوڑتے ہیں پڑا کسی طرح سے ہاؤ کس طرح سے اس کو جوڑے سو دیٹ اوریجنل اسٹائل واز دا رائٹ اسٹائل محمد الیاس صاحب نے اسٹائل ذکر فکر کرائنگ ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ بگنگ اللہ تعالیٰ دین دے ٹیک دا بلیم آن دم سیلفز. Maybe people are going off. We didn't do our work properly. You do our work properly, people will come to Islam. So you can imagine the level of humility, crying to Allah Ta'ala, without fikr they're doing work. Right? Now they're going to this drunken man and they start calling him. Now, like I said, Jamal Pir got oder steilere. Ja, anta abuna, wo anta seyiduna, anta kabiruna, your elder, your leader, father. His heart just melted. What I am a kebab here, and what is blessing? See how this mashaykh work. It's not any personal gain. See, the whole thing is dini work, no personal gain. It's for your gain, for you to come to Allah Ta'ala. I don't want anything. See, that's where the whole strength of the dini work lies. No personal motive, no gain, no publicity. You'll see this Ambiya's message, right? 19th Sipara, Shu'ara, right? About five Ambiya saying same message. Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. We got no personal gain in this. We're doing it purely for Allah Ta'ala. That's why I tell all my ulama friends that, alright, we need to have a salary to work, right? Nobody disputes it. Don't say, don't take a salary. If I have the Shaykh who says, don't take someone that will not take a salary. Because if he's not going to take a salary, then he'll do if he wants. But he's not in the mood, he won't work. And yeah, you need the person to be there on the work. So he's a paid person, so he'll be committed to his job. But I tell them, so right, this you did. Do some work at least, 2 hours, 3 hours a day, without a salary. Some dini work, and you'll see what type of noor you'll find in it. Because this got a strong semblance with the work of the Anbiya. Ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, ma as'alukum. Ittabi'u billahi as'alukum ajra. It got a semblance with the work of the Anbiya. So this will have a different attraction. So you take your salary, you don't say don't take. But at least 2 hours, can't do 3 hours, 2 hours. Not 2 hours, at least 1.5 hour. But purely for your, for Allah Ta'ala, and without any reward. Don't take a cent. Even if someone offers you, don't take it. It's purely for Allah Ta'ala. See the nur in that. As a Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he taught someone some part of the Quran Sharif, and that person gave him a bow and an arrow. So the Sahaba Ikram's style was that they won't do anything without verifying. See, the line of Allah Ta'ala, the line of Allah Ta'ala, they don't want it to snap. They don't want an interruption. I took this thing here, but it's playing in my mind, is it the right thing or not? So I'll go and verify. If it's checked out, then I take it. Otherwise, now I'm interrupting the line. It's mekyafai the whole. The whole line with Allah has been interrupted. This one bow, is it right? So I don't want to interrupt the line. I want a good relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Things are working out. Things are easy, smooth, everything. Now why must I interrupt that line? Interrupt that line, and sometimes if I don't do the right thing, then to come back onto the cause takes a lot of time. For 1,000 million, I interrupted that line. Now, you think it's easy to come back? Becomes very arduous. So the right thing with Allah is don't interrupt the line. If you did something not clear, find out. And you clear, then attribute it to Allah Ta'ala. Hadha min fadli Rabbi, your grace. So you're not clear, you ask Allah Ta'ala. You ask someone. When you clear about it, then don't say it's your own work. That's why in the Jamaat you're returning, so you're making istighfar. So you mustn't think anything of yourself. Don't think, you know, I imagine maybe because therefore this fool came. You know, they were good. Maybe I didn't do my work. And that is why people moved away. Had I done my work, they wouldn't have. So that is why you're making istighfar. So Allah likes that. Your humility, not thinking anything of yourself, and you're beseeching Allah Ta'ala. The morning you read that hadith, I think, istaqbilu amwaj al balai bidwa. Dua wa tadarru. Wa hassinu amwalakum bisadaqah. Second one. Daavu mardak. Strangely, my mother should say this. Gujarati, same thing. Same, she repeat this. Hassinu amwalakum bisaka wa daavu mardakum bisadaqa wa staqbilu amwaj al balai bidu'ai wa tadarru. She says, very often, my uncle comes, same hadith. Two hadiths, my brother, show. One here, right, and the other one, in his ta'ata and tumsiya wa tusbiha wa laysa fi kalbika ghishun li ahadin. Don't have any malice for anybody. When I came from India, 1979-80, and she asked me to write it down. Right, I wrote it down and left in the Quran. So every day, she must go through it. But you see these people here, simple things, and they latch to it. Simple things. I've been to so many bayans and all these things here, and dil mein kuch utarta nahi. See, that's the difference. What was their style, and what is our style. So Allah Pak likes this. That you're broken, you're crying, you're begging. Allah Pak likes it. That is the, in my understanding, is the most expedient way to attract Allah's attention. Cry, istighfar, tawbah, humble yourself. I think it was in Bhopal somewhere. So a group of loose women, Allah Pak forgive us all. So there was a drought, so they spoke to the head of the town, give us one place, and calling off, perhaps it's our gunas and everybody's suffering here. See, Allah Pak likes it. Give us one spot, and we'll cry. And we'll try. He hardly went halfway and said, for him. And you see, he's crying. Jo kaam karne ka tha, wo to karte nahi. And we think now, we'll compensate it with our bayans. Bhai, kya kar rahe? Only bayan. Before, the original work. You know, I used to see this jamaat going 60s. Early in the morning they're crying. That crying is still ringing. Right? I miss that. They're crying. Someone making zikr, someone is crying. Simple talks. Urdu and all that. Simple talks. But now, why it had a magnificent effect? After a sudden, everybody's cracking, making zikr, crying. Now they're having tea and biscuits and all that. Right? Replaced with the wrong things. Bring it back to the original style. That crying, begging Allah Ta'ala, that humility. So you talk about this Arab in Algeria. So somehow the work of the Jamaat is to collect and join you. Anything else. But it must be without any personal motive. Not for my recognition, not for any material. No, my not recognition. And what? Material. Sometimes it happens at the Jalsa. Suddenly one prominent person came. So you have to shift the students' programs. Das ist schön privat, das Bayan. Das ist die Stolle auf Show. Du bist Showbus. Du kannst nicht bekommen, Showbus. Leave the show. Do it for love, let's see what happens. Leave the show business. Name comes or name goes, don't worry about it. But the idea is people must come to Allah Ta'ala. One of Sayyid Khan Sabran, I say this quite often. He was called Ilyas Sabran Tali, Istima in Mewat. So he's giving some Kalguzari's reports. So Ilyas Sabran Tali wrote a note and sent it up to the stage. لوگوں کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی قدرت سے متاثر کرو اپنے کارنامے سے متاثر نہ کرو you impress people with the greatness of اللہ تعالیٰ not with your achievements when I did this when they did no اللہ تعالیٰ کی برائے اللہ تعالیٰ کی عظمت so as though the original جماعت was تصوف what is taught here Allah make it that people are doing the work, they merge it with the tasawwuf. Then the colors come in. So then you don't need to give too much of bayans. You need the bayan, but not too much. No. Bayan and crying, zikr, being in Allah Ta'ala, humility. That one merged with the other, and then you see the effect. So now somehow they have to speak to this old uncle here, begging him, Anta Abuna, or Anta Sheikhuna, Anta Kabiruna, your elder, come. No matter, don't worry about whatever. So he's a little bit sober. They brought him to the masjid. While they brought him to the masjid, the Amir Sahib, at about 2 o'clock in the morning, he's seeing from the one corner of the masjid, he can hear someone is crying badly, you know? crying. So Amisa felt, you know, as is your bodyguards, this man is crying, let me just join up with him, you know? I can see he's crying, right? And Sahaba Ikram in jihad, so what they pair up, you'll make dua and I'll say Ameen. You say dua and I make Ameen. Allah recognized that. So he's crying now. Misa said, no, I must join up with this person here. I'll just get thrown in. This humility, begging. So in this dua, I sing. See, these people, they have got their sacrifice with them. I got nothing but haram with me. They got you as their support, and I got my addiction. They got everything. They got everything. They got the mujahada, they got the ibadat, they got the zikr. They do all these things. What I got? I got nothing. Now, la malja, wa la manja minka illa ilayk. My only refuge is you now. I don't have anything. They got the ibadat. They got the zikr, they got the sacrifices with them to support them. And I have absolutely nothing. I came with a total empty bowl. I can only rely and depend, only trust you know. You make it up. They say that they had him there for 3 days, 4 days, kept crying. By the end of the third, fourth day he died. But now imagine what he did to die. His life, what was it, and how he died. Won't Allah Pak like him? Like as though he's a shaheed now. He took cognizance of the wrong, admitted, confessed, and he's crying. And in that he died. See? So this is the essence of the work. Crying to Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala, asking Allah Ta'ala. I was following the story of Musa alayhi salam. At every point he's making dua. When he killed an Egyptian, They said, Inni zalamtu nafsi. And then again, strong people are, it bima an amta aliyya. Because you did so much of favors, I'll never support them again. Then again, when there's an inquiry, search, there's a hunt for him, then he says, Rabbi najjini min al-qawmi al-zalimin. See, Musa, every step he's making dua. Can you see that? Yeah, he said, Inni zalamtu. Right? And falan akuna zahira. And then, Rabbi najjini. Can you see that? Then, when he doesn't know where to escape, then he says, Asa an yahdiyani Rabbi. I hope Allah will guide me. Can you see that? He, every time, every moment, he's asking dua. Allah Pakha mein maangne wale, aajzi, inkisari wale bana de. Ummat mein badi zabardast kami hai. Wo inkisari, aajzi, tazarru, zari karne wala raha nahi. What is he saying? Istakbilu amwaj al-balai bidduai wa tadarru. Confront all his calamities. We talk about Gaza, Yad, Kaam kaun karta hai? Who does work? The actual work is to cry for them. Now these things, what? You confront the waves of calamities through crying and dua. And how you confront it? Yeah, it's what the Jews are doing, boycott them, do this. But we're not condemning anybody. Lekin jo karne ka kaam hai, koi karta nahi. But the hadith thing, istaqbilu amwaj al-balai bidduai wa tadarru. Cry. Answer Allah Ta'ala. Especially in these days now, night. Cry to Allah Ta'ala. We're not condemning anybody. But what we are saying is that the word karne ka kaam, what he was, what he's supposed to be doing. See that? Istaqbilu amwaj al-balai bidduai wa tadarru'i. So this, what was struggling us now? Jay? Yeah, Abu Bidal. So he got it. So he said, no, I can't interrupt my line with my Allah Ta'ala. I took this, I taught him some Quran Sariya, and I took this in exchange. So the Wisdom cautioned him, أَتُعِبُّ أَن تُتَوَّقَ Bitawqin min nari, you want to be yoked with a yoke of fire, take it. And return the thing. Now, someone will ask, then what about salaries? So, this person, Abu Ubaida, he did it with a niyat doing solely for Allah Ta'ala, not with an intention of a salary. And you're employing someone, is coming in with the intention of a salary. Can you see the difference? So Rasulullah didn't want any of his Sahaba-i-Kiram's actions to be contaminated. Can you see that? Here it was purely done only for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And here the person is coming in for employment, is coming in for an employment with a salary. Can you see that? It's a difference. See, this keeping your relationship clear with Allah at any given time, but don't interrupt it. Don't just even see that. I tell people, no, I'm thinking like this, you know. That even if you have that heart, just to recognize our faults, accept our faults, not justify, inshallah, ummeed hai ki isse bhi najat ho jayegi. We accept our mistakes, confess, I'm wrong. Right? Don't ever try and justify. Inshallah, ummeed hai ki najat ho jayegi. I have strong hopes in inshallah. Even then, because that person was accepting the mistake, right? Allah Ta'ala will definitely have some rahmah ki ye apne gunah ko manta hai. Uski ta'wil karta hai. Don't become a story. See? So small mistakes, big mistakes, but accept, learn to accept. Cry to Allah Ta'ala, whichever way. Allah makbul etsin.
Allahumma ente selam ve minke selam tebarakta rabbena ve ta'aleyte ya del celali vel ikram. Allahumma salli ve sellim ve barik ala seyyidina ve maulana Muhammed ve ala ali seyyidina ve maulana Muhammed kema tuhibbu ve terda. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا والله we are pleased with you as our Rabb, ya Allah. We are pleased with Islam and we are overjoyed with Islam as our religion, ya Allah. And we are pleased with none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Allah, we are full of sins, ya Allah. Head to toe, we are full of sins, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Our major sins, our minor sins, those sins we committed intentionally and those sins that we committed unintentionally. Those sins that we remember and those sins that we forgot of, ya Allah. Those sins that we committed with our eyes, with our ears, with our tongues, ya Allah. With any part of our lungs, ya Allah. Please forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Allah, please forgive all our sins, ya Allah. Allah, forgive the sins of our families, our communities, and the entire Ummah of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make us obedient servants to you, ya Allah. Make us grateful servants to you, ya Allah. Allah, at all times, let us be ever grateful to you for all your favors that you have bestowed upon us, ya Allah. Allah, you have granted us this iman, you made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so many favors you have favored us with us, ya Allah. Allah, instead of us, grant us the tawfiq that instead of thinking of all the difficulties that we are going through, ya Allah, we count and we enumerate all your favors that you have bestowed upon us, and we are grateful to you at all times, ya Allah. Allah, you have blessed us with the company of the pious, ya Allah. Allah, protect us and save us from doing anything or saying anything that is disrespectful, by means of which, ya Allah, we are thrown out of this company, ya Allah. Allah, please save us from disrespect in every way, ya Allah. Allah, save us from dishonesty, ya Allah, from dishonesty, whether it be in our intentions, whether it be in our actions, ya Allah, whether it be in our statements, ya Allah, save us from dishonesty in all regards, in all aspects, ya Allah. Allah, save us from pride, save us from self-admiration, ya Allah. Save us from showing off, ya Allah. Allah, save us from hasad and hiqd, ya Allah. Save us from all spiritual ailments, ya Allah. Allah, let us as the ummah understand that our fortune and our success, ya Allah, lies in following and obeying Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. That is our only way of salvation, ya Allah. And save us and protect us, ya Allah, from aping and following the ways of the West, ya Allah. And thinking that our success lies in that, ya Allah. Let us firmly understand the message that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu left for us, ya Allah. That عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ ذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ, ya Allah. That our success and our fortune only lies in following the teachings of Hazrat Rasulullah s.a.w. in Islam, ya Allah. And our honor, there's no honor at all for us in following the ways of the West, in the cultures of the West, ya Allah. Allah, you bring such leaders for the ummah of Rasulullah s.a.w. Who will bring the real spirit of Islam, the real spirit of the Sunnah alive, ya Allah. Who brings about the true Islam in its undiluted way, ya Allah. Allah, grant us such leaders that will lead the ummah in the according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, make us obedient to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in all aspects of our life, ya Allah. Grant us the true love for Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the Quran Sharif, ya Allah. Allah, Allah, and this, Ya Allah, that have brought anyone who has brought this deen to us, Ya Allah, and was a means, an instrument in this deen reaching us, Ya Allah. Allah, you bless them, you grant them the best in dunya, qabr, and akhirat, Ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir warham wahdi ummata habibik Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ansur ummata habibik Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuk wa habibuk wa abduk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuk wa habibuk wa abduk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-'aliyyil 'azhim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا رب.